12-meter, maybe even a 20-meter, but I hope the 20.
Yeah, you're breaking up there quite a bit there. I'm not sure what's, I'm taking it's your location there. Over.
Cut you off there, Randy.
Okay, I copy you that time. Over.
Even a 20-meter and that, depending what I get for the antenna that I stick on top of the tower, but also looking at maybe putting up an 11. Is there going to be any reaction between antennas and that?
Well, again there, Tim, I lost quite a bit of that transmission there, broke it up, but you're asking about interaction between antennas and so forth. We'll have to get more information from you. But, you know, you can only talk on one radio at a time, so not sure what you're referring to as interaction. I suppose if you're running multiple radios at the same time, one on one and one on the other, if they're fairly close together, you will get some interference coming from one to the other there with the other stations transmitting, but they have to be fairly close together. So like on the same type of tower there kind of deal. But anyways, not enough information to give you a good description there of the interaction there, issue that you want to talk about there. So, maybe when you get to a better location later on today, I'll answer your question a little bit better. But for now, I think I'm going to say 7-3s and say good morning to you again and have yourself a good TGIF day. V5 TBF, mobile V5 RJM.
Problem there. VE5 RJM, VE5 TBF mobile, all right, we're clear. 7-3-2-2.
Typical, perfect transmission that time. But you have to, your first word was cut off there. And you come back a little bit too quick on the mic. Pause after my transmission, and then 2 seconds, and then key up, and then wait another 2 seconds, and then start talking. That way, we'll hear everything that you have to say there. It won't get missed at the beginning there. So, just a little habit the person's got to get into there. On HF or simplex, it's a little different story, but when you're going through a link system like we have here, that pause is very critical. Otherwise, we miss what you're saying. So, but if you want to give it another try there, you were 100% good copy throughout that whole last transmission. Over.
Yeah. I got that. Roger that on the key up and wait time, and that I get a little excited, and then I start talking before my mic's fully linked up, and that. Yeah, no, it'd just be one radio at a time there, but I was just wondering if there'd be any interference or aspect of, with the other antennas being close to it, for whatever radio guy is using.
Well, Well, again, with anything, once you got it up in the air, make sure you check your SWR and your reverse is always critical. It helps in determining your efficiency of that antenna. So see how much, if you get any power coming back to your transceiver or not. But normally, with you only using one antenna at a time and one transceiver at a time, you shouldn't have any issues with interaction between the two. Like I say, they'd have to be pretty much touching each other. You got to be fairly close. But like if in a field day example, when you got several radios possibly transmitting at the same time, and antennas, you want them spread out somewhat so they don't interfere with one or the other, because you will get interference from other stations there if they're on the close to the same frequency there or whatever. So it all depends on what you're using it for there. And of course, the antennas there, make sure you check your SWR, make sure they're good. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, that SWR aspect there is very critical. Otherwise, the guy kind of burns out radios for some reason. Rounding up your stuff for field day, and I hope you guys have a good one there tomorrow and Sunday, and we'll see how we make out here. I won't be able to spend too much time with ours and that. I'm still trying to get everything put together so we can hit the road for the lake there on Monday. I got probably about 40 hours of things to do in 24 hours. I don't know how much I'll get done.
I hear you. Just do what you can and just make sure you don't miss that camping trip. Where about you going camping?
Way Aquin Lake there, north of PA there, about an hour or some north of PA, about an hour and a half.
Well, that sounds perfect. Sounds like it's kind of an isolated lake there, too. I like those when there's not that many people around there, or is it an overcrowded lake? Over.
I haven't had any problems with overcrowding on that one. It's a decent-sized lake there, and you're lucky to see about five or six other boats in an average daytime there.
Especially if the fish are biting, and I think it's good fishing that area too there. It's not overfished by no means, so that's great, super. I'll give you one more thing to put on your to-do list when you get back maybe from your trip or whatever, you can maybe send me a link there to that lake. I'd be interested you can go up there, fishing back in the day when I was younger and stuff, but I haven't been down there for many, many years already, so, but I'm always curious to see, people of experience and so forth, what they thought of the place. It's usually the best way to determine if it's worthwhile going or not there at night. So, appreciate that, and I'll remind you when you get back to camping. Then I'm going to say 73 there. But before you go, the antennas that you're talking about, are they at your home QTH? Over.
I wasn't able to copy most of your transmission. There was some buzzing that got really loud and your audio dropped right off. So I'm not sure what was happening there.
better now. Probably a timeout on the system. I'll check here and connect it back up here. So probably that's what happened. My audio should be much better now.
Better there, yeah. That buzzing really got loud. Like I said, your audio just dropped right off. It's hard to hear your voice and that, but this was nice and clear.
Oh, maybe somebody doubled there with us, because I'm still connected here. Anyways, that other station, maybe come back now if you want to offer anything. Welcome to join you in. We'll pause here, and then I'll turn it back to you there for a final there, Tim there. So if you have yourself a good TGIF day, hi. Over.
It looks like no response there. Anyway, 7-3 to you, and we'll let you get back at your gathering up for the field day. And you have yourself a good Friday there, too. VE5 RJM, VE5 TBF clear.
Yeah, 7-3 there, Tim. Take care, and work safe today. V5 TBF mobile, V5 RJM will be clear. 7-3.
V5 RJM, V5 Saliba mobile.
Go ahead, Pierre, V Alpha Lima Mobile, V5 RJM, for a quick one.
Your audio is pretty low and lots of hum behind you. So I have a question for you. You saw my picture that I sent it to you right this morning about my antenna, my HF antenna. What's the black coil over there between the antenna and the female PL-259? That's some kind of, what's the name on that coil?
Well, that's exactly what you said. It's a coil, and it makes your antenna seem longer to your transceiver. So that brings down your SWR. So it's usually a patent design there. So that's what it is. It's a coil. To make your antenna look longer to your transceiver. Over.
Copy that. All right. Okay. Okay. Sound good. Well, they look like a pretty good antenna so far. Anyway, so I will be installed my mast today, this morning. I'm done with my family doctor, so everything is good. And I'm on my way for the haircut. I pick up my medication already at Costco. So, busy morning. Busy. And, by the way, they're supposed to, they will send me some nursing home at home to make some tests with some kind of machine or whatever. That's a nurse with the it's not a regular nurse. They have a special nurse for that kind of, some nerve pinch somewhere. So we figure out to back to you.
Well, you let us know there what you figures, but sometimes those pinched nerves, they can be pretty painful. and cause all kinds of other issues there. So, but with that, I'll say 73 is there, Pierre, and you have yourself a great day, and thanks for the pick. My phone's ringing here. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.